This week, we're bringing you conversations between college seniors just starting their careers and professionals in the same field who have been at it for decades. We're calling it Senior Thesis. Today, we introduce you to Olivia Ash, a rising senior at Pacific Lutheran University and manager of the student radio station. She's sitting in our Seattle studios with Mike James, who had a long broadcasting career in Seattle, including many years anchoring the news at King 5. He left the anchor desk in the 1990s to explore his curiosity in other areas, including longer form stories for the PBS NewsHour, and even a run for the U.S. Senate.
Project yourself about 10 years out. What do you imagine yourself doing?
I think at this point, it's hard to say, but I think at this point I would love to work for a nonprofit or community radio station.
Olivia says when she pictures life after college, there's excitement, but also some fear. And that's where we'll pick up this conversation. Mike tells Olivia that fear is normal, no matter how old you are.
At the beginning, it's a scary thing. Can I do this? Mm-hmm. But it's even a little scary towards the end of the career. Can I do this? But you just have to be ready, and you have to have the confidence that you will be able to do it. I don't have any fears about you. I have a feeling you're a very confident person. But also, if you've been the curious person that I think you are, you will have enough knowledge in your head that you'll fill that space easily. Mm-hmm. What passions have you discovered about yourself that might give you some clues as to what you really want to focus on?
I think one thing I'm passionate about is community. I don't really know how that translates into a career. And then as far as more tangible kind of passion, music is definitely a big part of my life. And then just an intercultural communication is a passion of mine. So understanding someone else's culture and customs and how that relates to them and how that relates to the world.
Yeah, but, and those things are important, Olivia, because they'll drive parts of your career. I mean, I got into news really because of curiosity. That was a passion of mine. How do things function? The essential part of what we do, what you're about to do and what I did for a period of time, is to give people an intelligent, useful, and wide view of what's happening in the community around them. You do it with music, too.
Yep, you can do it with music. Yeah, I think music's a great way to kind of almost bridge that gap. I think that's another reason why I think broadcast is so amazing, is because you can kind of transcend your own perspective and understand someone else's viewpoint through their eyes. And I think that's really exciting.
Boy, write that down and put it on the wall. Transcend your perspective. That's a terrific way of putting it. Better than anything I've been trying to say, I think. Yeah.
I just think there's so much out there to do and so much I want to experience. And I guess one thing that kind of scares me is going and miraculously getting a job in the market that there is right now somehow. Let's say it happens. And then not doing some of the things that I've wanted to do. One thing that's really important to me is traveling. And so I'm kind of almost scared for that, of like missed opportunities. And that's one thing I was also going to ask you is, do you ever feel like your career got in the way of other things?
Oh, sure.
Because I'm scared of that. I don't want to end up with a great career and really happy about where I landed, but still have a few regrets of things I didn't do.
But, you know, life is about choices. But I'll tell you, one reason I did leave in the late 90s was because I wanted to have the ability to make other choices. Mm-hmm. And for me, I don't want to say financially it was a great thing, but but in terms of being able to travel more, I mean, we did documentaries in China, we did documentaries in Korea, we did them in Africa. I mean, you know, we got a chance to really have this global experience.
You know, I think there's always this question about when you're young, you want to go out and see the world and travel, or you can kind of go and get a career started. But it was comforting to hear that maybe I can do both, and even someone who's, you know, a seasoned veteran in the field thinks that's maybe not such a bad idea. So I think that's exciting.
I didn't do that until about 8 years, 10 years into the career. Mm-hmm. And then what I did was just quit the job for 1 year and travel with my wife, who also quit her job, for 14 months in Europe. We just said, we need to do this at some point before we start a family. And we did. And that was one of the best decisions I've ever made. We traveled all through Europe, part of the Middle East. And it's an unforgettable experience to have that sense of the world beyond your own. You said transcend your own perspective. And that was invaluable. I've been excited about this conversation, not only because it's fun to think about, oh, God, where you've been and how long ago that was, but to see another person so interested, so passionate, so excited about beginning. And so this has been great. Wonderful talking with you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much.
PLU senior Olivia Ashe talking in our studios with former Seattle news anchor Mike James. It's part of our series, Senior Thesis.